Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon Delight.
Let's go hour number three on a Tuesday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling, producing, getting you the great intros. We're going to talk some tournament, some brackets with Brandon Lang coming up here in just a second. BrandonLang.com. If Brandon doesn't call, we call him. I think he's getting it set up right now. Real quick comment before we get there, because the tournament may have changed, according to some people. Number one overall seed Virginia loses the ACC
Sixth man
of the year. DeAndre Hunter is out. He broke his wrist in the ACC tournament. He's going to have surgery. He'll be fine after 10 or 12 weeks, but he's out for this tournament.
So it was a wrist, right?
It is his wrist. Yeah, he broke his wrist in the ACC tournament, and that's probably where we should start on the Vaqueros Hotline with Brandon Lang. Check out BrandonLang.com. Brandon, how we doing?
Wow, that threw a wrench in my bracket. Uh-oh. Holy Moses, I had them winning it all.
You had them beating Arizona, Brandon?
Yeah, I just like the matchup. I still think they'll, you know, I knew he was hurt. I didn't know he was going to be out. You know, they still took care of North Carolina without him. Wow, that's huge, because they play a team with really, really good guards that could be a problem. But they're still pretty darn good. Let's put it that way.
Defensively, Virginia to me impresses me. How much does losing him? Now, he's obviously a sixth man, but he's a physical guy. Defensively, you still think they're going to be pretty damn good in this tournament?
I do. Listen, you're playing two games in 4 days. And as this tournament wears on, the intensity and the pressure and the emotion, it does something to your depth. I mean, their starting five is legit. And your minutes increase now. Your rotation changes. Obviously not having him come off the bench will hurt a little bit. Now you got to lean on your starters for more minutes. Bennett's got to do a better job of acknowledging minutes and buying time as it goes on. It's not going to hurt round one. It's not going to hurt Creighton, K-State in round two. Arizona, Cincinnati waiting for him. Maybe after that could be interesting. But again, you get into the final four, minutes and foul trouble, that's where it changes a lot.
So, Brandon, obviously we got a lot of fans that are trying to figure out their brackets. In terms of Texas fans specifically, give me your thoughts on Texas, the 10 seed in the South. How far do you see them going?
They match up really well with Nevada. They got to play good. You know, Nevada's got some talent, but they were just blown out by 179 points by San Diego State. you know, I turned that game on. They're down 30 in the first half. I was like, wow, they got it back to a respectable, think 17 or 19 to close out the game. But no, they were blown out. They're still talented. But listen, I'm a big fan of Shaka's, and he made me a lot of money in that run with VCU that year. I think he's a better coach, to be honest with you. I think he's one of the top five coaches in college basketball.
Really?
And I think he's got this program heading in the right direction. Just stay a little patient with him. The injury, obviously, to the kid with the disease was a crusher. I think they win over Nevada, but I think Cincinnati's too much for him in the next round.
What do you like strategically with Shaka? Because that VCU run, they were hitting a lot of threes. They came in as a play-in team. What do you like about him strategically?
I just think that with the talent that he had, and I think this was his best coaching job. I mean, he's lost his big man. For parts of the season, he lost
Jones.
Jones, which was devastating. How good that kid was, and to get his team in the tournament should be praised for it. And the one other thing about him, guys, they compete. And they compete hard, and that's what you look for. You just look for if your team's going to compete. There's no quit, no give up. They keep coming, and that's a reflection of your coach. You're one big family when you compete as hard as they compete. I mean, I think Nevada is a tough first game for them. I think they can play well and beat them. I really do. But listen, It all depends on Sergeant Hulk and his big toe. I mean, let's be honest here with the foot injury. If we can get 80 to 90% out of him, that'll be fine. Nevada's not seen a big man like him all year.
All right, we're going to help you out because we're obviously working down here. Word is, I mean, my guess is he's been 100% for about a week now.
Well, good. You know what? I like him then. I like him. And listen, Cincinnati is not the greatest offensive team in the country. So don't put it past an upset there if Texas gets hot.
And Georgia State. Any shot that Georgia State as a 15 could beat Cincinnati, the two who doesn't score a lot?
You know, they got the player of the year in Simon. I just don't know if across the board their five is good enough to beat Cincinnati's eight. Yeah. I mean, Simon is a beast, and he's getting some NBA interest. And, you know, I had Georgia State a couple times this year and watched him play a couple times. You're going to be impressed when you see this kid. He's a beast. But at the end of the day, one-man shows don't go very well unless you're Steph Curry and you can score 40. I mean, seriously. He's good. But they have a tendency to get stuck in the mud when they rely on him too much, and I just think Cincinnati's too much.
Sounds like Oklahoma.
Yeah, talking with Brandon Lang. Check out BrandonLang.com. He's a pro handicapper. Matthew McConaughey played him in a movie. That is pretty cool.
Because he looks like him. That's the only reason.
Because he looks exactly like him. I mean, it's just a dead ringer. Brandon, in terms of the high seeds that you like, double-digit seeds that you like, I was listening to somebody talk about Butler over Arkansas today, that they kind of like that one. Is there any of those kind of matchups that you love? Because you told us that in your line of work, you do focus sometimes on those lesser conferences, if you will, because you said that's where a lot of the value can be in terms of putting money on games. So what have you learned about these double-digit seeds?
Well, I'll tell you what history tells us, and then I'll tell you how that bodes for this tournament. We'll start you with the 13-4 matchup. Don't sleep on College of Charleston against Auburn. I wasn't impressed by Auburn at all in their effort against Alabama. It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
And if they come with that kind of effort against College of Charleston, they're going to get beat. That's a 13-4 matchup that's a little spooky. And I'll tell you, Marshall's got no shot against Wichita State. Buffalo against Arizona, I'll say this about Buffalo. They will not be intimidated. And if Gonzaga doesn't bring their A game, NC Greensboro is going to put a little scare in them. So those are your 13s. Your 14s, I really don't see much on the 14 scale that gets my soul going other than Montana. Michigan's one of the worst free throw shooting teams in college basketball. They win because they get leads and then they don't have to go to the line. But if this game is close and Montana can keep it close and Michigan's got to make free throws, you could have a 14-3 stunner. Now, 13-4, it's happened 26 times. I have a feeling a 13 is going to shock the world here. Which one? I'll tell you right now. The one that gets gets me in a fancy. I'm sorry, I went 13-4. 12,
it's College Charleston.
12-5. 20-16 straight up last 7 years. So it happens, and it happens a lot. There are some 12s I'm in love with. Davidson, I think, is going to give Kentucky all they can handle. But a lot of people like New Mexico State, and for good reason. They're legit, and I have New Mexico State knocking off Clemson as your 12-5 shocker. Now, here's the one that's going to make you go, really? The 11-6 matchup the last 2 years, the 11 has won 6 of the 8. The last 2 years.
Really?
6-2. People are shocked when I tell them that.
Yeah.
And in this one here, remember, 2006, an 11 seed George Mason made it all the way to the Final Four. And I have two 11 seeds that I think are going to make some noise.
Loyola?
I watched Loyola Chicago go into Florida. I live in Jacksonville. And I was flicking around. I'm like, you know, let me watch this game. And they beat him by 6. And when I watched Loyola beat them, I'm like, wow. These guys are really good, and that's kind of what happened with me in 2006 with George Mason. I saw him play, and I go, wow, these guys are really good. Followed them all year, and the amazing thing is Loyola Chicago, 19-9 against the spread this year, one of the best in the country. They're a really good basketball team. Miami lost their point guard. They're one of the youngest teams in the tournament. I got Loyola beating them, and if Tennessee doesn't bring their A game, Loyola Chicago is going to get to the Sweet 16. But here's the 11 seed I love. I got them going all the way to the Elite Eight. A lot of people haven't seen UCLA play, but they got this point guard Holiday who scored 28 points or more in 5 of his last 6 games. His running mate is Wilk, 6'8", and they got a big man with his back to the basket. Went into Arizona and beat Arizona. UCLA is my sleeper. They're my George Mason of this year to get all the way to the Elite Eight and roll out the ball against Villanova. Anything can happen.
Yeah, you can pick and pop with their forward who also extends. Yeah, UCLA, that was smart for Holiday to come back. I'll be curious to see that matchup. And then also, you know, we've heard some talk the last couple of years that maybe a 16 with all the parity could really give number one a shot. What about Penn in Kansas? Does Penn have any realistic shot to do that?
I was getting to that, and I'm glad you brought it up. In the history of the NCAA tournament, this is the lowest point spread a number one has laid in the history of the tournament since 1979.
That says a lot.
Mm. So what Vegas is telling you is it's either A, they don't deem Kansas as a one seed, and I don't. You know, you lose at home to Arizona State, you lose at home to Texas Tech, you lose at home to Oklahoma State. If you're a number one seed in the NCAA tournament, you don't lose home games. You just don't. Kansas lost three of them. I don't deem them as a one seed. I deem them as a two seed. And that's why the Vegas deems them as a two or three seed, reflective of the line being 15.5. You better believe Bill Self is nervous facing this Penn team. They got a guy who can play with his back to the basket. They got guards that defend. They don't give up the three. Kansas lives by the three, and Kansas doesn't have a bench. I think we're going to turn that game on with 7 minutes to go, and it's going to be about a two-possession game. And then we're going to get all excited like Georgetown-Princeton from a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, so that right there is the one I like. I don't think Xavier should have been a one seed. I really don't. And they got a tough draw having to go through Gonzaga, and then they got North Carolina or potentially Michigan waiting for them. Another shocker that I like is I'm liking this Houston team. I don't know if you watched them play.
They're good.
Utah State. Oh, my God, they're good. And people, they've gotten lost in the hype of Wichita State and Cincinnati this year. And Cincinnati's had such a great year. But I'm telling you, if you've not seen this kid Gray play, he is legit. He hit big shots against Wichita State. They blew the lead against Wichita State. Wichita State went up by three with 2 minutes to go. And at that point, because I had him plus three, and he comes down and he hits a monster three to tie it. He misses that. Wichita State goes down, 5-point game. He got no shot. Showed so much heart in the championship game against Cincinnati. Believe it or not, my other shocker in this tournament, I'm drinking the Cougar Kool-Aid. I got him going to the Final Four.
Wow.
You got U of H in the Final Four?
Yep, I do. People think I'm absolutely nuts, but in this tournament,
it's a winnable bracket there.
That's what I'm saying. If I look at it, I'm like, okay, I just saw this team play Wichita State and Cincinnati and probably should have won them both. And I look at this and I go, North Carolina doesn't impress me. Michigan doesn't impress me. Ohio State doesn't impress me. Xavier sure as heck doesn't impress me. I go, it's there for the taking. This sounds crazy. If they can get by San Diego State, because that's a tough matchup for them because they're similar teams. If they do, Texas fans, get ready to roll. Your Houston Cougars could shock the world.
Cougars.
There you go. Brandon Lang. BrandonLang.com. Check it out there. If you want some help on your bracket, want to lay a little money down on things, BrandonLang.com. All right, Brandon.
God, Princeton should have won that game, Chad.
Oh, yeah, they should have.
I still think about
89,
that
right?
They should have won it. Yep,
yeah,
they should have won it.
And I'm a Notre Dame fan, too, so the LaFonso Ellis and Bennett and those guys were going to take on the winner of that, so I was hoping to get a free ride to the Sweet 16. Didn't happen.
By the way, you got screwed, by the way, because the three teams that should have got in, no way Syracuse should have got in, no way Arizona State should have got in, no way Oklahoma should have got in. And I think if the committee would have done the right thing on how teams are playing now, instead of going back to November, December, which is one of the biggest jokes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you're playing in November, December, and it doesn't matter how you be quad one, quad two, quad three. I was at the gym doing squats today. I asked her, hey, how's my quad four looking right here? My quad four is looking good. I got a quad three win over here when I went down on my second set. I mean, it's an absolute joke that Notre Dame got the big man back. Oklahoma State's playing lights out. USC got to the Pac-12 championship game and hung toe-to-toe with Arizona. I really believe if you put those three teams in and you set Syracuse, Arizona State, and Oklahoma, I guarantee you there's no backlash whatsoever. Hmm. I think people go, you know what? For the most part, they got it right. But you put in those – listen, Jim Boeheim – He must have pictures of a couple of these committee members with Tranny somewhere in Vegas. He's got to. Because there's no way you can convince me Syracuse gets in every year when they don't deserve it.
Yep.
And you're like, what'd they do? They did nothing.
Yeah, you're right. They are the one team. They're the team of our lifetimes that always seems to get in when they're on that borderline. Brandon, I am married to a Stephen F. Austin lumberjack, so give my wife and all the lumberjacks a thought on, do you think they can give Tech a game? Do you think they could pull off a little 14-3 magic?
Give them a game, absolutely. I'm telling you right now, Evans is going to have the game of his life against Austin. They're a really good football team. Really good football team. And when you break down
basketball,
how they play and how they match up, absolutely. Evans is going to have to carry him against Austin, because I'm telling you, that's a 14 seed that if they're not careful and they get caught sleeping, Dennis Hopper said it, guys, don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, so who do you like in the Final Four?
I like Villanova. I like Virginia. If they get by Arizona, I'm still not going to shy away from the guard. I got the Houston Cougars on my bracket at BrandonLang.com in the Final Four, and I went with Michigan State. That's my heart because I'm from Michigan. I know Mike Krzyzewski's got tattooed "I own Tom Izzo" on his buttocks, being 11-1 straight up against Izzo. I just think he's got him. Here's the funny thing about it. If Michigan State beats Duke, I think they beat Villanova and play Virginia in the championship. If Duke beats Michigan State, Villanova will beat Duke, and then there's your matchup. And then I'm going to stay with Virginia to win it all. I'm a little suspect with the guard being out, but I'm going to stick with the Cavaliers. I just think they've been the best team all year.
Brandon, I always hear that there's I guess it could be any time during the tournament, but the people that love to go to Vegas have told me that watching the tournament out there is like nothing else. Where are you when the tournament's going on? Where are you going to be Thursday through Sunday this year? How do you experience a tournament?
I have a home in Jacksonville and a home in Vegas. So for me, I've done the Vegas thing so many times, and I tell guys, there's five things that should be on your bucket list.
Yep.
If you're a sports fan. One is to skydive. If you've never skydived, I'm not talking about tandem jump. I'm talking about take a class, learn how to do your chute, go up, and do your skydive. It's worth every penny. To free fall from 12,000 feet and just see the earth below you, the adrenaline rush, it's got to be on a bucket list. Two is to scuba dive the Great Barrier Reef. If you've never gone, and it's like being in your own freshwater fish tank at a millionaire's house that you see in his entertainment center. It's your own personal thing right there. Three is be at the Vegas Sportsbook for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. Guys are getting there, and as soon as that first game tips, and the wave of emotion that you experience from buzzer beaters, point spread, you know, bad beats, Scott Van Pelt, bad beats. The range of emotions that you experience, you'll see guys counting down their money, ready to go to the window to cash.
Yeah.
And then there it goes, and those guys fall down, and the guys who were just whining and crying are going crazy, and they're 5 feet apart from one another.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
Brandon, before we get to 4 and 5, because I want you to complete that list, I've done it multiple times, and I've tried to tell people it's the only place. I mean, if you're at a bar and there's a 19-point game or a 28-point game, people are kind of tuned out. They're not tuned out there if it's a 20-point spread.
You're exactly right. It's there's never a game out. It's everyone celebrating wins together. And when you win a big game, and then there'll be that one game where 90% of the sports books on one side, 10% on another, and the 90% win it. And now you're celebrating with guys that you just met and you don't know. And then that leads to, if you all then win together, you'll usually go eat together, parties of 20. It's a pretty amazing thing. It really is. Number four on the bucket list is have a kid. Is to be there when you met someone and you fall in love. If Tuesdays with Maury is one of my favorite books on the planet.
Great book.
He tells Mitch at the end, he says, Mitch, if you don't have kids, why else are you here? You're robbing yourself of one of the single greatest joys of raising a child, because then you'll experience the sacrifices of what your parents made for you. And that's fourth on my bucket list. Just I'm talking from a – that's number one, it should be, but I'm coming from a sports perspective.
Right.
And my wife would kill me. I didn't say you didn't put your child on the bucket list. You didn't put your child on the bucket list. What a scumbag you are.
It made the top four, Brandon.
Top four. And last but not least is own a dog. I have five of them. And if you don't at least once in your life own a dog, then you don't know what true love is.
I've done that.
How about that?
I've owned a dog. I think I could do all that, but the skydiving. I'm just too afraid of heights. Is there something else I can do?
If you can't do the skydive and you're a little nervous, then do the parlay and do the tandem jump.
Okay.
Because you're strapped in with him, and then you jump out, and then the camera guy jumps out. And the camera guy's 3 feet away from you, falling right with you, filming it. And you're going crazy, and you're got whatever. And then it's like they get a little thumbs up, camera guy pulls his chute, and you go up, and you got it on video, and it's unbelievable. You don't want to do the just by yourself because you're afraid you didn't do the chute right, and life's over. Do the tandem jump. There's just as much adrenaline rush in that.
We hit a bunch of books, and I've been multiple times, but is there a sports book just for you in terms of being comfortable, food around there, getting drinks, and seeing everything that really stands out?
Yeah, I'm old school. I'm Caesars.
Okay.
Caesars has always been my spot. My second spot is the Mirage, because there's nothing better than hitting a big game, and then you walk to that front desk area, and there's that fish tank. And if you've never been in the Mirage, just go to the Mirage. And just, you can spend an hour looking at that fish tank that Steve Wynn put in the lobby at the front desk. You can spend hours. And if you happen to partake of the legal stuff, you can spend all day there. The fish will talk to you if you get that medical detail. So, be careful about that.
Watch it when the fish start talking. That's when you know you've had enough. Brandon Lang, or maybe the fish have a good idea on a 12-5 matchup. You never know.
Hey. If you're losing, go ask the fish.
That's right. Go ask the fish for a double-digit seed. Brandon Lang. It's BrandonLang.com. He's a pro handicapper for a reason. Brandon, we always enjoy the visit, man. Enjoy the tournament. Uh-oh.
Oh, we accidentally hung up on him.
Accidentally hung up? You're hanging up on Brandon Lang?
That guy is a character.
That's fantastic. And how about you get to the end? I'm waiting for these like last two bucket list items. Like they're going to be some incredibly crazy.
Got to go to the Masters.
You got to run with the Bulls.
Have you been to Michigan, Ohio State?
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, with him, it'd be more like, running with the Bulls, You haven't swam with sharks in Australia? No, I haven't done that.
And he finishes with some heart. He finishes with
a kid and a dog. I know.
Look at that. I've got two of them taken care of.
Well, I've already owned plenty of dogs, so I've taken care of that.
I got three to deal with.
I don't know about the kid.
I've done two of the five.
The kid in the it's the kid in the if I get a house, I'll definitely get a dog again. But I've already owned plenty of dogs. It's the jumping. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would ever do that. My wife, I don't know, would let me do that. She doesn't want to ever get on a helicopter again. So I don't know that what she would say if I told her, hey, I want to go skydive.
Do you mean she wouldn't let you? You're an adult.
No, I am, but I don't think she would want me to go.
Okay, well, you could go do it. She'd be upset with it.
I could, but I'm
not your mom.
Right, but I would never do anything like that.
To upset her?
Right.
Okay.
I would never do anything.
Well, look at you.
Out of spite.
I think that's number six on the list.
I don't want to do anything out of spite to make my wife
mad.
It's
not spite. I didn't say spite.
But it would just.
I said if you wanted to do something and she didn't want you to do it, you could still do it. That wouldn't be spite. It would be you doing something because you're an adult. And now she could say, well, you have a kid to take care of. So, and well, I get that.
Yeah, I'm saying if she made the right argument and she felt
pretty
strongly.
Pretty much you have no balls in this relationship. That's what you're
saying. That is not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying if she felt strongly enough about it, I have to respect that.
You need one?
Just like.
Is that thing in that lava lamp? Let me see that thing. I want to see that lava lamp, Kevin. Bring that lava lamp down. Let me bring it down to cooling next time.
All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three. Lots of NFL stuff, including the quarterback puzzle coming into focus. We got a lot of names and a lot of new places. We'll get you all those coming up in the big three.
Look at this fish tank.
Voicemails coming up. I got to check that fish tank. That's the Mirage he's talking about? That's awesome.
I think Brandon smokes a lot of weed.
Voicemails and crap bag coming up as well. A lot of good old schools and stuff for Kevin today.
Let's see
if we can get his brain fired up on the whole old school thing coming up on the horn. Cause I got you. Oh, yeah, I do, baby. We're going to be out and about tomorrow. I'll tell you where we're going to be here in just a second. First off, South by Southwest stuff. What do you got, Trey?
This is the Greyhounds. The song is called No Other Woman.
South by Southwest rolls on, and we are at Pluckers tomorrow to christen that brand new Oak Hill location. From what we are told, it's right there at the Y in Oak Hill. In that general area, right there.
It's across from the gyms that I used to go to.
Yeah, right near,
prep for this thing.
Near the HEB, I'm told, maybe. Somewhere in that area. So
Much needed.
Check that out. Pluckers, new Oak Hill location. Aaron and Rod are going to be hanging out, talking March Madness and drink specials, awesome giveaways, and the opportunity to take a picture with the PGA trophy. I think it's the trophy for the match play, which if it is, it's going to be really cool.
You're going to geek out, huh?
You
geek out over trophies.
I'm going to geek out. I do love a good trophy, especially when it's given the proper reverence. When you do it like this, you bring it out to an event, you treat it carefully, you have people take pictures with it. Not like the NFL does with the Vince Lombardi trophy, where scrubs and third-string safeties get to touch it before the owner and the quarterback and the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You got to treat the trophies like they mean something.
Okay.
Because otherwise, why do you have them?
I never really got into trophies.
I mean, you know, you got to have them for a reason.
I think I was just sick of them living in Westlake.
That must have been it. That must have been it. When you have so many around you, I guess that just gets tough. All right. How about this tweet? Before we get into the big three, somebody tweeted out today, I guess they've done the math. If Sam Bradford sees the entirety of his $20 million contract, he will have earned $134,404 over his career. 34 career wins since he entered the league, and never more than 7 in a season.
Yeah, it's just we see it all the time in the NBA. At least he had won a couple games and had to suffer a knee injury. But a lot of these guys, I mean, depending on the market, depending on the era, and depending on the position here,
mm-hmm.
If you play that long, it doesn't even matter how you're going to make tons of money. And we're all going to look at it and think about what we've seen on the field and how often you've been on the field and think, well, that's not fair. You know, free market. It's the way it works.
But also remember, when the NFL changed that quarterback money structure and the first round money structure, who was the last quarterback to get the big load of money? Sam Bradford was. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was the last guy to get the big time contract. And then they changed the system the next year.
I do remember, because remember he was renting for a little while and he was doing all these really cheap kind of cable television ads. And I thought, remember working for Trojans for a little while. And I thought, well, that's good. I believe in condoms. And
sure,
we probably do need more celebrities advertising for. But yeah, I do remember that now. And he was able to buy the house and really just not worry about going to the grocery store.
In addition to Sam, there's other quarterbacks that are making some moves. Let's get you the big three here.
I could have just said I don't remember, right?
That's
right. Big three is brought to you
by Apple
Leasing.
I count on you not to say that.
You only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Sorry, Scott, we both interrupted you there. That's our bad.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did I get in front of Scott?
That was a little bit of you.
Okay.
You kind of started it.
All right.
I need to,
okay.
I want to bring you in on that one.
I'll place a text in. See if he's upset.
Sam Bradford goes to Arizona with that one-year $20 million deal. Drew Brees is going to stay in New Orleans. Case Keenum to the Broncos. Kirk Cousins to the Vikings. So that means the Jets are looking at Teddy Bridgewater. You got Amendola going to the Dolphins. Jimmy Graham reportedly will go to Green Bay. Malcolm Butler, formerly of the Patriots, or I guess still maybe of the Patriots, reportedly has a deal with Tennessee. And let's see, Chicago signs Allen Robinson. Kansas City gets Sammy Watkins and Anthony Hitchens. And I'm going to need a flashcard test coming up pretty soon to figure out where all these guys end up.
Do you feel like the quarterback situation's coming into picture a little bit?
Yeah.
Coming into focus.
Some good focus there. And it kind of takes you right to that number 5 pick in the draft. We talked about it earlier. What is John Elway going to do at 5? Is Case Keenum enough where you say, we're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Case Keenum a situation where...
Case Keenum, you're drafting someone.
You still go... Yeah, you were saying earlier, you think that's an indicator that he still wants to take a guy for the future.
That's not going to be, this is our quarterback for the next 7 years, is it? Or 5 years?
No. I mean, it's hard to know what it is because it just came on for him. The light just came on, and by the light came on, I mean he got away from Jeff Fisher. But
there's a lot to that.
But that 11-3, you don't know how much that's going to stand up.
Yeah, you just don't know how much of that was him.
And he's going to have a good
defense. He did look better, though. He made some throws.
He did, and he's going to have a good defense again.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's got D.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see how that fits in. I heard Bucky and Aaron talking about it today of who do you pick right now in the AFC West. I can't quite trust Mahomes yet. I'd still pick Denver. I think Denver's still the team.
Look, I know he looked good and looked good late in the year, but that's still very much a question mark.
Yeah, I would still go with Denver there. Basketball-wise, obviously, we're getting ready for the tournament. Get to hornfm.com, enter our bracket challenge. Even I'm going to fill out a bracket online.
Yay!
See if you can pick better than me. It's really, really difficult to do.
Well, this is going to be a year for Cindy Kelly.
Yeah?
I mean, there could be a lot of upsets.
Now, how does she pick a bracket? Colors?
Mascots, colors, okay. City.
The city feel?
City feel.
There you go. Austin over...
Took Arizona. Only person in my college football bowl bracket that took Arizona over Miami, the 29-0 game.
Oh, yeah.
Was the only one who took Arizona because we still were thinking of the Canes. And she did because my aunt lived in Tucson.
Oh, well, there you go.
And she's a big fan of Wildcats.
There it is. There it is. I remember the story years ago of a woman that was like she worked at a doctor's office. My dad broke his wrist. She was in the office. And she won a big hunk of money at the Indy 500 because she bet on the most handsome driver.
No.
She just saw the pictures,
huh.
Voted for the most handsome one, just put her money down and won a big ton of it.
Makes it really easy.
Yeah, it's really simple. So maybe
unless Danica's in the field.
Yeah, then it gets really
she's going to win every week.
Really confusing. Tonight it's the play-in games getting started. Radford and LIU Brooklyn, they are just about to get tipped off on True TV. I found True TV, Kevin.
Okay.
For those of you like Kevin and myself that are in the spectrum, it is 57.
50, ooh.
Channel 57.
There's got to be one in the 100s, too.
There might be, but think about it. You're right there in the neighborhood anyway. 57 is True. 66,
I don't go down there. I don't go below 97.
Okay, but then you're good. 57, 66, 67, and 5. You're locked in. Those are your four.
Okay, but I'm telling you, I don't go below 97. So all those things you just mentioned are random. What do you say, 66, 55, and a 42 or something like that?
You don't go below?
No.
Oh, you stay up in the high numbers?
I stay up in the high numbers because for a long time that was the HD,
right.
And the ones below weren't HD. So I just got trained like the chimp I am to stick at 97, which is FS1, and higher. And a lot of times I don't even get down to the 100s. I mean, really, it starts at 133 with Vice. Then we hit 160. We got our HD TV. Okay. Then we start getting up into the food stuff. Political stuff, 200. Got my sports stuff at 300. I got everything... fitting in a good spot there, Chad.
All right, then I'm going to have to look it up for you. I'll find your higher number.
I appreciate that.
I didn't realize
that's a third world problem.
I didn't realize I was going to need to look up another one. All right, I'll figure that out for you. By the way, the other big tournament story coming out of today, number one overall Virginia loses DeAndre Hunter. He's the ACC sixth man of the year.
He's a forward. I think our boy Brandon May said he's a guard at one point. He's a bigger guy.
This is a guy that averaged about 9 points a game. For them.
Okay.
9 points a game. He was their leading scorer in a few games, in a couple games this year, but he is going to miss the whole tournament. Broken wrist in the ACC tournament. And Rockets won again last night. Two games up for that one seed in the West, and they've got the tiebreaker. So with about, 15 games is what the Spurs have left. For about that many games left, the Rockets are in a good spot, and they're playing good ball.
They are. They're in a really good spot. The Spurs are not. And
no.
I read a report earlier, Pop's going to meet with Kawhi, kind of talk about when he can come back, but they need him back now.
And they said he can't come back Thursday for sure.
Right.
They play New Orleans on Thursday. And I said it earlier, I'm not saying you go overt, shut it down. Somebody texted in earlier when I said it, like, yeah, go look for a bit more ping pong balls. That's not even what I'm talking about. Just realize... what you would be doing walking into that tournament at 6, 7, or 8, you're not getting through all that. You're just not. You're mm-hmm. the Spurs. So understand the injury situation you've been dealt. Let Kawhi have the full rest. Get the rest for LaMarcus. Get the rest for Gasol. Get the rest for Parker. Get the rest for Ginobili. Get the mental rest for Pop and that coaching staff. Do something you never get to do. Actually have a full offseason.
Let Pop start sipping on wine in Croatia early.
Exactly. Do that early. Do that in April,
this
May.
This is nice in June.
Right. I've never done this in May.
In
this
May. Is, late May.
Huh, May. Interesting.
May's a great time to go travel.
Fifth month. Yeah, see, right? Go do something. That's, I think, what they need to. Maybe don't go out of your way and do the Mark Cuban version of it, but I don't think shutting it down would be a bad idea right now for the whole Kawhi Leonard thing. All right. There's
what a defeatist, Chad.
There's some big three. I'm just trying to be real about it.
I know. I was about to say defeatist, you know? Or the other one, realist, probably.
Because if he could have played, wouldn't he have played?
Yeah.
Right?
And what you're saying is with kind of who you are now as an organization, getting in the play, if you don't win the whole thing, it doesn't matter.
And if this team...
And this team can't win the whole thing is what you're saying.
Right. If this team was rolling right now and LaMarcus was busting out with 30 and 40-point games and everybody's healthy and they're just clicking, well, that's totally different. Then you beg Kawhi to get on that train. That's not what they're doing.
No.
They've lost, like, what is it? Are they 3-12 of their last 15 games, I think, now?
Or even if you're, like, in the state of Texas and only had one title, then you're still trying to...
Correct. Yes. Exactly.
Sorry, your t-shirt reminded me of that.
No, and that gets me back to, you're the Spurs.
That's a great logo.
Five titles. Oh, the old hat logo is awesome.
The cowboy hat on the M.
Yeah, they're not the Mavs. And they're not the Rockets.
No,
they
they're
are
not.
The
they're,
Spurs.
Right. And it changed in our lifetime because the Spurs were a joke. I used to say driving through San Antonio, it just didn't feel like a pro organization.
It does now.
Oh, it you know what it did? I remember driving back from South Padre, and we're going through. You had to go through San Antonio back then, and like really go through San Antonio. And I remember thinking, "Whoa, Sean Elliott is moving here. Mm-hmm. Sean Elliott's going to be in San Antonio."
Yeah,
and eventually David Robinson and. Is that 10-year thing up yet? We were waiting on Robinson. It felt like forever.
That's commitment from the old Naval Academy.
Although I want to say David only had to sit out maybe one or two years.
I think you're right, yeah.
Because they let him go.
A couple years.
That was going to be tough.
They understood.
7-1's tough on a submarine.
Yes, it is. Coming up, voicemails, and if we have time, the crap bag on the horn.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, before we get into the crap bag proper, I think we may have time for that. Let's see if we have any voicemails today. 337-3776. Any voicemails, Trey, from the good folks today?
Yeah, I'm seeing four right now. How many of these are good on the fly?
Wow, all right. How about voicemail number one?
I know it's been over 20 years, but back in 98, if the Cardinals gave me the ball more, they would have won the Super Bowl. Who's there, Metcalf?
Okay. All right. I think I understood that one.
Metcalf. I told you I took that picture with him, right?
Yeah.
Was able to talk with him. Nice guy.
Good guy. Had you ever met him and talked with him before?
Briefly, but not as long as I was able to at the Taste of Austin event.
Still look like he can play?
Yeah. He still looks easy. Yeah. He's in good shape. It was funny, too, because we both had mixed drinks. His was a lot stronger, and I picked his up. They're both screwdrivers, and I picked his up when I left. And he goes, whoa, and I go, oh, yeah, well, these are two different drinks. You're right about that.
A little bit of a thinner color on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mine's orange.
How about voicemail number two?
Like, how are you going to jump off a plane? Somebody tell you to jump off a bridge? Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm not.
Lemon pepper chicken wings from Plucker.
Thank you, honey.
You're not doing that? I'm not. I'm definitely not. I mean, all those, I think, make sense, right?
Yeah, I'm
except for one.
It's one that I've never told myself I have to go skydive. Now,
what about the barrier reef? That sounds cool.
Yeah, I would do that. That takes a lot of training though. I've never trained to be a scuba diver. There's a little bit involved there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got to be
swim with sharks or jump out of a plane.
Swim with sharks.
I'd jump out of a plane.
I'm more comfortable in water than I am on land.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I would jump out of the plane.
I'm definitely much more comfortable in water than I am 10,000 feet up.
I'm so uncomfortable in the water, I'll risk smashing into the land. That's how uncomfortable I am usually in water.
Nah, I'll go Richard Dreyfuss. I'll go to the bottom.
Yeah, no,
as long as I got my scuba gear, hide out until smile, you son of a.
Is there any?
But will you go crocodile hunter, though?
Of course. I'll wrestle him. No, you kidding me?
Is there a better scene?
I can swim.
Is there a better scene in Jaws than the scene where the old sea captain tells him that story inside the ship at night?
Oh, so, and the song, too.
And the song that goes, that to me is the best
Hold
scene
on,
in that movie.
I just forgot the song. How'd the song go?
Oh God, I can see him banging on the table and doing the whole thing.
Show me the way to go home. Boom, 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 boom. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it just got to my head. Boom, boom, boom.
Exactly.
What a movie. What a movie. All you millennials, go see Jaws tonight.
Great movie. How about voicemail number three?
So Josh McCown at 38 just re-signed with the Jets. I think that is great. I wish someone would put a team together with a bunch of 30-somethings and get out there and compete with the kids. Wait, I think I just described the Spurs.
No, oh, wow. That is rude to say the Jets and Spurs in the same thought.
Boy, they're going to get kicked a little when they're down because
yeah,
it's been a long
are.
Time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally been since David Robinson had his panties on the floor after Akeem worked him in 94-95.
Did you see the tweet Chris
Bennett? Great guy, but that happened.
You see the tweet Chris Bennett sent out today about the number one songs and the songs that were on the chart the last time the Spurs didn't make the playoffs?
Ooh, I would
in 97.
Think Ace of Base? No, that would have been Ace of Base would have been before that.
Spice Girls had one.
Okay.
Mbop by Hanson.
Britney.
Don't see Britney. Return of the Mac. Quit Playing Games with My Heart by the Backstreet Boys. Biggie, Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was going on the charts last time the Spurs missed the playoffs.
Mm.
And finally, how about voicemail number four?
Maybe the Spurs will do better next season if Pop spends his time concentrating on basketball instead of concentrating on politics and talking bad about Trump.
I know a lot of people think that, and I know a lot of people that don't like Trump and still are like, yeah, I don't need it from my coach. I'm not one of those people that says stick to sports, but I would think that at some point, if you're not winning, is going to impact you a little bit.
You ever hear of manslaughter?
There's a lot of things that coaches and players in the NBA can think about now that they used to not be able to think about.
Well, you could think about it. It's about broadcasting it.
Yes,
that's which I'm okay. Once again, this is me. I'm right. Trying to get out of my own head here and look at what people are seeing that do get offended by that.
The schedule's so spread.
I don't have a team though either.
Well, that's true.
Politically,
it's true. When it's your coach, I guess it could be different.
No, but I mean on the politics side.
Right. I was just trying to make a basketball joke.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
That's well done.
No, they just don't. There's not as much heavy basketball stuff to think about now in the NBA. So you got extra time as Steve Kerr and. Especially when you're one of the better teams in the league, like Kerr's coaching one of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
There's just not that much to freak out about. So, you know, you're gonna comment.
If I hear those ESPN promos for the NBA with really bad hip-hop or jazz or whatever the hell that is,
remote's
going through the TV. Because I watched it so much last night. And stop. Just tell me what the matchup is, okay?
I don't understand why.
It's all for millennials, man. Trust me, it's not for us.
Show the highlight.
They don't mean it to me.
Show the team names. Tell me what time it's coming on.
I even don't mind the video game stuff. NBA Jam. Hey, we're going to have the Rockets, and he's on fire. That's fine, but it's just this constant musical thing. I will say this. They were playing King Harvest last night, Dancing in the Moonlight. Very underrated song.
It's a good song.
Underrated song.
Yeah,
Jackie McMullen knew it.
It's a good song.
And actually, she was kind of weird. She looked at Chauncey Billups, and how does that song start? Something like, I'm going to get you every night, or you're going to get it every night. And she points at him, and I'm like, ooh. Chauncey just threw up in his mouth.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. Not a lot of time here, but a real quick shout out. A couple of Longhorn birthdays the last couple of days that I failed to mention. Yesterday was Sean Rogers' birthday.
Whoa. Old school?
I know it only because I wrote it down.
LaPorte.
Very good. LaPorte High School. You got a number for
73.
Me? 73. There you go.
Get the hell out of here.
39 years old for Sean Rogers. Happy birthday to Sean yesterday. And today is Tristan Thompson's birthday. He is 27. Do you know which Kardashian he is with?
The bigger one, or used to be bigger. Chloe.
Very good. Very good.
I'm not proud of that.
See, that was I decided that versus old school would be better for Tristan because you know, obviously, he went to Texas. I don't need to do that.
Right.
But the
and like I said, I mean, he's one of the many Canadians that grew up and growing up on Alvin Heggs and Panama Myers and Loxley Colley and the BMW crew. I mean, if you could have seen the run Texas basketball got in Canada in the 90s, it would have blown your mind. That's why we got so many.
They called them the Longhorn Hosers for a long time.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
They'd
wear T-shirts.
I grew up wanting to play second base here and then go play second base for the Foix Stuffers, the Montreal Foix Stuffers. It makes sense. You grow up.
Yep, that's it.
You want to do some old schools on the other end?
Makes total sense. We could do that.
We didn't get to them. I'm sorry. I was talking too much.
That's all right. I'm going to look over the list and see if it's actually worth it today because we got some okay ones, but I'll just give you one real quick. You Got Caught Patna is 54 years old today.
Mississippi State.
Very good.
Ooh, I like that.
Will Clark, 54.
All right, we'll do a couple on the back end. Who'd he play with?
Ooh, that'd be Palmeiro.
And Bobby Thigpen.
Who he was talking about. And no, that's right, Thigpen. And the dude that used to do ESPN games. I can't think
Jeff Brantley.
There you go, Jeff Brantley.
And who knocked him out in 85?
I'm going to guess Texas. is the answer.
The SEC Network had to do like an hour and a half special on the Grid 85 team. Only got a couple minutes of how they got knocked out, though. But boy, I enjoyed it.
So that was the you got beat, Patna?
Dynasty? My ass.
Speaking of baseball, Texas and Arkansas coming up as soon as we are done. You may have heard 6:30 start. They moved it back because of SEC TV since it's on the SEC Network tonight. It is a 7 o'clock start and a 6:45 pregame for Texas and Arkansas. Bo Ridgeway on the mound for Texas. Arkansas is the number 5 team in America. It's going to be a tough two-game stretch today and tomorrow for the Longhorns. 6 o'clock hour coming up on the Horn.